The NFL playoffs are now set and locked.
Mm-hmm.
Locked and loaded. And of course, we got the wild card round to start off.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to talk about, Badaki. So let's break it down for everyone. Let's just have some fun chats about it. You know, let's talk about the playoffs.
Yeah. Why not?
Some goods, some bads. All right, let's get straight to the episode.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Hello.
Wow.
welcome. Welcome in. Welcome. Welcome. Another one. I'll give you another. Welcome in to the welcome podcast. It is Monday, the 4th of January. Oh, my goodness.
2021.
We are in 2021. 2020 vision is gone. Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone... I mean, some good things happened in 2020, but I think we're all happy that that year has passed us. But, Badaki, how you doing? How you feeling?
Obviously, I'm doing all right.
Interesting. You're a Giants fan, and I think a lot of people would like to hear your perspective. I'm a Washington fan, so
right.
We're both in a very interesting situation yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think going into that game, I had no expectations of Philly winning. I had no expectations of the Giants going to the playoffs. I did have hope. I wasn't like, this is guaranteed. I can't wait for the Giants to play the Bucks. So going into that game, knowing everything that I know, not just a bystander fan, knowing about fantasy football, knowing about the whole team, following each and every team, I kind of knew that we weren't going to make it purely because I believed that the Washington football team was going to beat the Eagles, which did happen. And look,
okay,
it's
okay,
all right.
Okay. All that put aside. Okay. What I really want to know is all these Giants fans or Giants players, even more important, were tweeting saying, alluding to the Eagles purposely losing. And I don't know. I'm curious, like, what were your thoughts on that? Like, obviously Jalen Hurts being benched randomly in a game that was one possession is a little bit interesting to me. I don't know.
I think the reason, there's no solid reason for why that happened. There was a lot of talks that, you know, we want to test out this other guy, Sudfield. Yeah, they wanted to test him out, but why? Clearly, Jalen Hurts, you just drafted. He's your rookie. He's quote unquote the future. So yeah, I see the why, you know, the Giants players, Giants fans were upset. I was upset. I was bothered. Our chances with Jalen Hurts in the game would have been better to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think maybe the argument is you want to see what you've got, but I mean, you still have Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts there.
That's right.
Is it for sure that Jalen Hurts is the guy and you're just taking him out? I mean, as a Washington fan, I loved it, but I understand the anger of the Giants fan. There's this conspiracy going out there that the Eagles hate the Giants so much that they decided to throw that second half. I don't know if that's true. Right. There had to be some method to the madness, right?
Right. I think there's definitely a lot to it. And if Doug Peterson, obviously, you know, what are you playing for? I think he knew that he was going to lose, that they were going to lose, and that it was time to play for, it was time to play to see what they had in hold for the future. And Jalen Reagor got hurt in that game too, so it was kind of like, after he got hurt, it was a downfall. Yeah. Everything, I think, hit his mind switch. He was like, who are we going to throw to? What are we going to do? You know, we don't even have Miles Sanders in the backfield. You know, everyone was hurt. Fletcher Cox, Jalen Mills was hopping along the sidelines the whole time and on the field.
I'll say this. Anyone who has a thought on this being a fishy scenario, you're not crazy. You know, it could have been a fishy scenario. It could very well have just been, hey, we want a higher draft pick. We don't want anyone else to get injured, so we're not really playing for anything. But I don't know that anything really could have happened. But obviously Washington, the Washington football team, my beloved football team, won last night, and we officially clinched the division. And I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see my face. I'm smiling. It's been a great day today, waking up and just, you know, realizing that my team's in the playoffs. And I know that might hurt you, but
no, I'm chilling. I think that's why I have the jersey on. I have the jersey because I'm excited for next year. Obviously, the season's over. We finished second, which was better than last year in our division. You know, Daniel Jones has another year on his belt. Obviously, Saquon's hurt, but it's great to know that Wayne Goldman can fill in now for him and we can utilize him a lot more. The offensive line looks a lot like, you know, there was a lot of positives coming out of this year. If you're a Giants fan, if you're looking, obviously, a bit disappointing. Joe Judge is a great coach. Like, there's so much. Yeah. It's actually so good to be a Giants fan because in the next 2 to 3 years, I see potential. I see playoffs. The defense.
This division as a whole is going to get better.
Exactly. That's what I think.
Man, lots to talk about. We're going to be breaking down the wild card matchups on the show for you today, but let's quickly talk about some news here first.
What is going on here?
All right, what is going on around the National Football League? This is your need-to-know news. Adam Gase.
Deuces.
Officially fired, and New York Jets fans sending their apologies. No, not really. I'm not sure that any Jets fan is upset about that one.
No. You know what's crazy? I was just looking at his stats. He's 9-for-23 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's shocking.
He won 2 games this year. He was 2-14. I mean, this is, once again, this is not shocking news, but I think his work performance, or like what he's put onto the field and what he's done this past couple years for the Jets, was really shocking.
For sure. And I mean, the fact that he was a head coach as long as he was just mind-boggling to so many people. So this isn't a surprise at all.
Absolutely.
Doug Marrone, I mean, look, they call this, they call it Black Monday. What do they call it? Something after the wild card is figured out.
Yeah, where freaking all head coaches get fired and everyone's moving and this and that.
Yeah. So we expect Doug Marrone, probably by the time you're listening to this, there might be news that he has also lost his job there in Jacksonville. I don't think it'll be any surprise.
Yep. Obviously, we know the guy that's going to be replacing, or we assume there's talks, there's rumors that Urban Meyer has already agreed to a contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars are projected to pick Trevor Lawrence.
Man, that would be so crazy. Dude, like, I just think that would be awesome for Jags fan. Urban Meyer's, you're getting either Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. I think it will be Trevor Lawrence, but people are speculating the Ohio State connection. Justin Fields, Ohio State, obviously Urban Meyer, Ohio State. Words are hard. Help me. But I think it'll be Trevor Lawrence. We're going to talk about that in the offseason, but what do you think? You're kind of skeptical. You think there's a chance that Trevor Lawrence isn't the number one guy from what we've talked about.
Yeah, I think so. I've watched Trevor Lawrence's tapes and I watched Justin Fields' tapes. I genuinely believe Justin Fields is a better quarterback. I think he's more accurate. I think he can use his legs. I think he is just explosive. And Trevor Lawrence is, he's big. He's also accurate.
He can run.
He can read the defense. There's so much to both of these guys. I just like Justin Fields a lot better.
You cannot pass up on this generational type quarterback that he could be. I don't know. But more head coaching news, Badaki.
Yeah.
Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons are going to interview Eric Bieniemy, Chiefs offensive coach.
Bieniemy. It's hard to say that last name, yeah.
Yeah, Bieniemy.
This dude should have been a head coach last year.
Yeah, there was a lot of like, why wasn't he hired last year? Why wasn't he this? Why wasn't he that? Look, right now, Eric Bieniemy is going to be interviewed for the Falcons, and Robert Saleh for the 49ers, a defensive coach. These are great head coaches, or good head, I guess, coach
potential head coaches, candidates, yeah.
Yeah, and Robert Saleh is also being interviewed for the Lions as well. So there's going to be a lot of talks. Obviously, we don't want to dwell on that, but there's going to be a lot of head coaches moving around, a lot of interviews happening.
For sure.
And, you know, once that happens, you know, we're definitely going to be obviously, yeah. we're a year-round podcast. We're going to be analyzing all these things, bringing all the Absolutely. Information and how they can affect this team.
I'm so excited for the offseason. There's going to be a lot to talk about. And
yeah.
I will say quickly, Robert Saleh, man, if there's a guy that you want to play for, this guy is just, he can hype up almost anyone. Bro, and people will run through a wall for him.
You know, he reminds me of like college football coaches. Where like,
oh, yeah.
You see a big kid and they're just pumped on the sidelines. You're not like not like all the head coaches now. Like you see a big kid and they're like, yeah, what?
Yeah,
big
cool.
hit.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. all right. Finish off the news for us here.
Jared Goff status is uncertain for next week in the wild card match against Seattle, which is a big question mark, especially for this Rams team. We're going to talk about that a bit more in depth later on, but that's some need to know news, and he's just in question at the moment.
Yep, this is going to be a week of a lot of news, a lot of moving yeah. parts, guys. And the best way to keep up with all of it is to follow us on our social media accounts. Instagram is at Fantasyland Football. Twitter is at Fantasyland_FB. TikTok is at Fantasyland Football. You can watch the show on YouTube if you mm-hmm. want to see our beautiful faces while we talk football. And you can listen on any podcast platform in the world. But let's go ahead and talk through these wild card matchups.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
All right. There's quite a bit to talk about, actually. So let's talk about the wild card matchups. I mean, we have got 6 games to talk about. And it's win or go home from here on out. For yeah. all these teams, you know, you got to leave everything on the line. I'm really excited because I still think the Chiefs are the favorite for the Super Bowl, but I think there are a lot of teams that have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of teams. Let me just name Bills, Titans, Saints, Colts at the very bottom for me.
Those not Bucks or Seahawks?
No, not Bucks. Seahawks, yeah, I'll throw them in the list. I'll give you that. That's my top 5 for the whole playoff picture.
Except for the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs yeah. are obviously up there. So.
Yeah, exactly. Except for the Chiefs and the Packers.
Packers. So we're not talking about the number one seeds.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever is competing for the wild card right now, which is, once again, my top 5 that can really compete. Bills, yeah. Colts, Titans, Saints, and Seahawks.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I don't, you know, you guys probably don't follow our personal accounts, but I will actually be on a plane on Saturday to Sydney, Australia.
Big news. Look,
massive news. Tell them. We, you know, a lot of you guys keep up with our lives, which is awesome. My wife and I, we are gonna be moving back to Sydney, Australia for a couple of years. Let's Which go. Means that, obviously, my co-host here, Badaki and I, we're going to be in a studio together very soon, mm-hmm. talking to each other face-to-face, and hopefully improving the podcast for you. And I think at that point, Badaki, I don't think we will be living in a different city again. You know?
Yeah.
For the podcast. I mean, we'll be in Sydney, and then the plan, hopefully, at some point, is to be back in the States. And
yeah. Wherever, you know, if... However big it takes off, obviously we would rather be, I guess, home base where NFL is at for the podcast. But look, it's a lot yeah. to think about, a lot to talk about. But we're just...
Anyway, just some family news, you know. Yeah. I want to let you guys know. Man, it's guys, the podcast is going to be so good next year. We're so excited for it. But
yeah,
it's only year one, but big things coming.
Big things coming for year 2.
Let's talk about these wild card matchups.
Look, number one, Colts at Bills. Okay. The first game, a 1 o'clock game. And there's just a lot of things that are kind of going through my mind. And I think of Philip Rivers. Is this his first playoff game?
No, bro. Come on. The Chargers went to the playoffs so many times.
No, they missed the playoffs by one game so many times.
Dude, they were in the AFC Championship a bunch of years with Danny Tomlinson.
Least successful, he was 5-6. Never reached a Super Bowl. Okay. He's been there. It looks like 11 times. He's been there. I don't know. 5 times.
He's never reached a Super Bowl. He's never reached the pinnacle. But yeah, he's been there for sure. I think he's had better teams. But
yeah, look. When I think of these guys, I think about, you know, Philip Rivers, and if this is going to be his last year, he's going to be tired. I think of who's going to be the X factor in both of these games. I think for the Bills side of the ball, we can easily say. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, period.
Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. Is Josh Allen the MVP this year? Because I've heard a lot of people on Twitter talk about that yesterday, and I'm not sure I'm locking in Josh Allen, but he's in the conversation at least.
Yeah, he's definitely in the conversation. I think he definitely deserves it. I'd rather have Josh Allen than Aaron Rodgers, not because I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he deserves it, but Josh Allen has done tremendous things. He's so young, too. It's great. Yeah,
and he also broke the franchise record mm-hmm. for passing yards in a season. He's already at the top. And talk about progression in a player. The Bills, they did it so well catering to Josh Allen after they drafted him, allowing him to make mistakes, seeing what part of his games was good, and then seeing the areas that they could improve in the offseason. And to say that they molded him, accuracy was the issue last year.
Yeah.
And he was so much better this year. It's just, if any franchise is looking at taking a quarterback in the first round, let this be the blueprint on how you nurture a young quarterback into being a star.
Absolutely.
No hate against the Dolphins. I'm not sure that they have done that for Tua.
Right.
And, you know, same for Washington with Dwayne Haskins. There's so many examples. You know, it's just I feel like they did so well. Props to that franchise, which has not always handled quarterbacks well.
Yeah.
They handled this really, really well. And they have an absolute superstar on their hands.
It is definitely going to be interesting to see. Obviously, the Bills finished 13-3. Just coming off a really good game, coming off beating their division rivals, or say a division rival, against the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Look, I think it's pretty well said. The Bills, the biggest key factor and X factor for this game, and the people that we're really going to be watching, is Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. And I don't think I really want to elaborate on that more. But on the Colts side of the ball, I'm more concerned about what's going to happen. Who's going to be the guy? You know, who's going to be the number one receiver? You know, is JT really going to be getting all these touches? I mean, we saw what he got against Jacksonville. He had like 24 plus touches, 240 plus yards. I think he almost scored two touchdowns, or he did score two touchdowns. I think it was ridiculous, right?
Yeah,
So
Jonathan Taylor, my gosh, has taken off the second half of the year. And this is a game where Philip Rivers and T.Y. Hilton are really the only people with playoff experience when you think about it. Yep. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. Diggs went to the playoffs, sorry. But Josh Allen is really the guy leading that team.
Right.
Jonathan Taylor hasn't really been to the playoffs. There's a lot of people who don't have playoff experience yet. That young defense, how it's really good. But Leonard, what's his name? The linebacker. His name is slipping my mind, but he hasn't been to the playoffs
Leonard?
Either.
Is it Darius Leonard?
Yeah. So I think, man, it's going to be a fun one to watch, honestly. I'm not sure who's going to win. I do personally slightly lean Bills, obviously, because Josh Allen seems to be that guy, but the playoffs are a different scenario.
Yeah, I personally think that the Bills take this. I think the Colts will score. I think the Colts will show them they're going to show their competitive nature. They're going to show them that they can score as well, you know? So they just need, I think this is going to be a game of who's going to outscore who, who's going to have the ball last for them to win.
Yeah. And man, I was going to quickly say, for the Dolphins getting knocked out by the Colts like that, or the Bills like that with their secondary team, I've said it all year, they didn't know what their priorities were. Was it to develop Tua or was it to make the playoffs?
Right.
They every week it felt different to me. But anyway, we both are taking the Bills in this matchup.
Yeah.
We don't see any... I mean, there's a chance anything can happen, but we're pretty strong on the Bills, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty strong on the Bills. I think it's going to be a shootout in my perspective.
All right. Well, we'll see. I think the Bills' defense is a pretty big part of this as well because they've had on and off performances. You know, will they show up? Because that's really been, I think, maybe a key factor for their long-term run in the playoffs. We'll see. But
yeah.
All right. The Los Angeles Rams, they are in the playoffs after a disappointing year last year, completely changing, I guess, certain aspects of their team. Todd Gurley is no longer there.
To interrupt, but like changing the aspects of their team, they didn't really change much. They just let Todd Gurley go.
Yeah, well, Todd Gurley was the identity of that team, really. You know, it's a different team now. It's similar, but I think it is a little bit different. You know, they don't run through one guy anymore. You know what I mean? There's not one guy they run through anymore. And somehow the Rams, by the way, the game is the Rams at the Seahawks. This is the second playoff wildcard game. It's at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Rams somehow defeated Arizona. I did not give them much of a chance with Jared Goff out. Big shout out to John Wolford.
Wolford.
This dude overnight, the checkdown put this on an Instagram post. He had an Indeed page showing his business on Indeed. And the next day he goes to being a starting NFL quarterback. It flipped that quick for him. And now he could be playing in a playoff game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is there any chance the Rams win this game without Jared Goff?
I don't believe so. Let me tell you why. Seahawks defense are a lot more nastier, grittier.
Okay.
Versus than what was it Wolford?
John Mr. Wolford.
against the Arizona defense he saw. They're going to be rushing him. Pete Carroll's going to be so aggressive against this guy. It's going to be ridiculous.
Sorry. One stat I wanted to bring up. How did the Rams win this game? Because they actually didn't have a touchdown except for on the defensive end.
Yeah, that's how they won.
So Cam Akers rushed 21 times for 34 yards. 1.6 yards per carry. That is shocking to me. But I agree. I think obviously the Seahawks are a much better team than the Cardinals. Cardinals sort of fell apart at the end there. Will Jared Goff play? That's the big storyline. If he doesn't, I'm not sure there's much of a chance for them to win this game. But Aaron Donald doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald was asked, how do you feel about playing Seattle? And he said, that's exactly what we wanted. That's the kind of confidence that can either really hurt you, because everyone's going to see that report. That's right. The kind of report that all the Seahawks players are now going to have that printed out and pinned out on their locker rooms. You know what I mean? This is exactly what we wanted. I feel like that you just do not need to give any motivation to anyone in the playoffs.
Yeah, I also believe that the reason why this is such a big thing for them is because they're in the same division.
Yeah.
You know, like, these are rivals that they see twice a year. They're seeing him for the third time this year. They both won and lost their divisional games throughout the year. I think that it's going to come up to who really wants it more. You know, less mistakes, less turnovers. I think that's what it is because, you know, obviously...
It's true because as much as we can say there's unknowns on the Rams team, the Seahawks team, their identity has really been shaken in the last couple weeks. And I feel like one of the biggest factors in this game for the Seahawks is the running back room. How is it going to look? I mean, Chris Carson hasn't really had that normal big workload. Is that injury still bothering him? Maybe. What is their identity going into the playoffs? I mean, at first it was let's let Russ cook this year, and then it was let's run the ball, and then it was kind of just a little bit unknown.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm super confident for a long playoff run as a Seahawks fan because of just purely because of that, the identity. I don't know what the identity is.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see it. I can see it happening.
I think the Seahawks will win this game, though. I think they will win this game. With Jared Goff not playing, most likely, I really think the Seahawks will win this one easily.
Yeah, I think so as well, because that's just the better chance, the better opportunity. Like, I'm just looking at it right now. So, yeah, they'll win it. They'll win.
Okay.
I was trying to break it down and see what was going to happen, but no. I still believe who is going to have the less turnovers. You know, can this wood stock or wood check guy, whatever his Wolford. Name is?
Wolford.
Wolford.
Today, Junior!
Figure it out, son.
If he's going to protect the ball, I believe he's going to throw interceptions. I believe Jalen Ramsey is going to undercut him in some throws. I believe Aaron Donald is going to bully
Jalen Ramsey's on his team, so I'm not sure that's going to be possible.
Sorry. I'm talking about his own team. Jamal Adams is going to bully him.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, everyone is just going to go after him, I believe. So.
Yeah. All right. So we both got the Seahawks winning that one.
Yeah. All right. Number three game. This is also on Saturday, 8 p.m. It's just, I guess you can call it the primetime night game, which is, you know, Saturday night football. Buccaneers at your Washington football team. Is something big.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. I would not have told you at the beginning of this year when the Washington football team started 2-7. I would have never guessed that we would be playing the Buccaneers in a playoff game. 2-7.
Who would have thought?
We finished 7-9, 5-2 over the last seven games. That's pretty respectable.
Yeah, it is. You guys played the Bucs before, didn't you?
Did we play them this year? I can't remember. I think we did.
I'm trying to look up the schedule really fast.
No, I don't think we did. Yeah, we did.
No, because we... Right? You did, didn't you? I think so. Anyways, but before we find that out, look. Obviously, Bucs at Washington... you know, Washington came off on top in the NFC East. I think
we didn't play them, just to clarify. We did not play them.
Okay. Look, obviously Washington beat Philly. Their defense is something serious. Their weapons all got, you know, Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, all these guys got healthy. They are utilizing the big man, Logan Thomas. JD McKissick is also being used in this game. You know, and that defense, is, once again, like I said, is
Antonio Gibson. Force. Don't disrespect Antonio.
Yeah, it's a force to be reckoned with. So, look, I'm not saying that there is you guys don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do believe the Bucs are the better team. I think that the only way this happens is if, you know, you guys need to protect the ball. Y'all was fumbling. Well, not you.
Oh,
guys.
My gosh, bro. It was bad. I felt like at any moment in that game last night, a turnover could have happened.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, okay? I honestly think this matchup, it all comes down to the Buccaneers offensive line and the Washington defensive line. Can Washington put pressure on Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady ain't moving. If he drops back, he's like a rock. That right. Dude, you can't. He's not got the athleticism to run away from Montez Sweat, Chase Young, and Ryan Kerrigan. I think that is where this game is won or lost. I think we can put up anywhere from 17 to 24 points as a team, but can we put pressure on them all day? Because that's our only chance to win this game.
I don't see it. Just because I know that Bruce Arians likes to run that. He likes to have two tight ends in the field. So I don't know if, obviously, watching the whole, this season specifically, watching this whole season, Rob Gronkowski and Cameron Brate was mostly on the field together.
Yeah.
They always, it was that extra lineman to, or quote unquote lineman for Cameron Brate and Rob to kind of give them that block. So I think the, I think Chase is going to be double teamed. I think there's going to be quick throws, a lot of, it has to be quick for Tom. If they can contain Chase, I think the biggest factor is Chase.
For sure. I mean, the absolute. I mean, you have to respect everyone on that defensive line, and I know I'm a fan, but genuinely, there is not one guy on that defensive line you can just shrug your shoulders at. So that's where the game's going to be won or lost, and I agree. I mean, can Tom Brady and Bruce Arians game plan around our defense? Come on. Of course they can. But there's a reason they play the game.
That's right. Look, I mean, I really wish that we won just so I can say that we played the Bucks before. The whole conversation, I just want to give you a little glimpse. You know, in a parallel universe, I would have been talking here, you know, the Giants played the Bucks before. We barely lost to them. We started off really great. But, look, I'm not going to elaborate on that. I'm just... Bucks side of the ball, Mike Evans.
Yep.
He hyperextended his knee, according to reports that's coming out. Bruce Arians said there's no serious damage.
It didn't look good, though. It didn't look good at all.
No, it didn't look good. He had trouble getting up, getting off the field. I think right now he's going to be a game time decision. Personally, we won't know that until game time.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think.
If you're a Bucks fan, when you hear that, you know, not to disrespect Mike Evans, but I don't think that should worry you all that much.
You have so many weapons.
You've got Rob Gronkowski, you've got Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin. I think there's enough weapons for you not to really panic.
Yeah.
The panic meter's at zero if he misses the game.
Yeah, so I'm not stressing. I think on my side, the way I see it is that I see the Bucks winning here. I do agree that can they contain that defensive line? Can the offensive line contain that defensive line of Washington? Because that's really the big factors. I think, you know, they're going to be scoring. The Bucks are going to be scoring. Can Alex Smith control the game? He's a good game manager.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
Let's not cover Cody. He's not the guy who's going to go out. And typically, he's not the guy who's going to go out and throw four touchdowns, but he can typically manage a game really well. Look, I know you're taking Bucks. Here's the deal. My head will tell you the Bucks will win this game because I think they are the clear favorites. And I think they could potentially win this game by 14 or more points.
Right.
But my heart is saying we have a chance. Because the reality is, everyone we're talking about right now has a chance to win any game. And so I'm going to tell you that I predict the Bucks to win. But man, my heart is so desperate for a win here. I really, really want to see. And by the way, last thing on Washington. Shout out to Cameron Curl, 7th round pick out of Arkansas. And he has been absolutely balling. Landon Collins went out with that injury, and that gave him a chance to step up and show who he is.
Yeah.
And wow, I think we found something really good with those guys returning both at safeties next year. Anyway, that's our predictions. You predict the Bucks, right? I mean, I think you said that, but...
Yeah, I predict the Bucks.
How many points do you think they'll win by?
I think they'll score about like five... I see 35, maybe 35 to 20, 35 to 20... You know, 24. I see it around there. I do believe you guys can score some points. I think the Bucks just score more, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Again, my heart says we're going to win because I have to feel that way, and I just want that so badly. Anyway, all right, the first Sunday game. What a weekend.
Honestly.
The Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans, and... It's crazy because I don't know why this is crazy to me, but one of these teams will be eliminated, obviously, right? Duh. But two great teams and someone's going home. It's that time of the year where certain teams are just not going to make it any further. Obviously, it's win or go home.
Yeah.
Titans, obviously, what a season for them, coming off of that hot streak last year into the playoffs, and their identity stayed the same. Derrick Henry, again, rushed for over 2,000 yards, only the eighth person ever to do that in history.
Wow.
He's a bad man. A bad, bad man.
Honestly, congratulations. That's huge.
Big congratulations to Derek. And I feel like this is all going to be, for me, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. This game, really, I think it's going to be determined by the Titans' defense. Can they hold the Ravens to under 21, 28 points? Because that defense has been giving up points left and right all year. Can they at least give the Titans offense an opportunity to win this game? Because this is not a team that's set up to go out and put 40 points every game. They would like to run the ball often. Yeah.
Look, there's a couple of different factors. For me, I think that I already know who I'm going to take. I'm going to take the Titans. I think I told you guys earlier in the season that the Titans, or within the podcast, I forgot what week we said it, but I said the Titans were my Super Bowl pick.
Okay.
I think that the Titans have a better offensive team. I think the Titans do have a bad defense, but the defense can stop, I believe, Lamar. They've done it before. They've done it 2 years
in a row. Put some respect on Lamar's name, though. I mean, he finished the season really, really well.
You're right. He did. And, you know, like, you're absolutely right. I just think that they have history. They have history with Lamar. They played him this year once, which they beat him. I think it was like 30-20 or 30-21 or something like that. And then they played him in the playoffs last year, which it was a big surprise. Nobody thought the Titans were going to come in and beat the Ravens. The Ravens were unstoppable. Lamar was unstoppable. He was having a crazy career. I think that, you know, the Titans could come out, you know, the winners here. I think the only reason why the Ravens win here is because they want it so much more. They're not going to lose twice in a row to them. No way.
Yeah, those are the two storylines, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's just the mentality. I think it's the mentality of the Ravens going in is going to be if they are going to beat the Titans. That's or the Ravens, their mentality to beat the Titans. So yeah, I think obviously they're going to come in with a good game plan. They're going to come in using all their weapons. Lamar's going to run it. J.K. Dobbins, Mark Andrews. If Hollywood Brown can be doing something, great.
This is actually a massive game for Lamar Jackson's career. And let me tell you why. He easily could be put in that category soon, not disrespectfully at all, of he can't do it in the playoffs type guy. And that's because of the way he plays the game. Some would say it's very hard to defend against him. Others would say if you have a good game plan, you can shut him down. Because he's even mentioned this season, we've been too predictable on offense. People know our plays. I feel like this is a really crucial game for his career right now. And look, it's only year two of him starting. There are so many years left to come. But there's a narrative that's about to be formed tomorrow. What will that narrative, or this week, what will that narrative be? Right. Is it, I told you, bro, Lamar. He can't do it in the playoffs. He's just too predictable. Or will the narrative be, there you go, that's the next step for Lamar Jackson. You start to see a young quarterback start to develop his game, and even more mentally. Can you mentally be tough when you need to be? So
yeah, that's I agree. I think, you know, if he really, it's once again, he's gonna want it so much more. I mean, obviously they both want to win, but like that's the mentality. Maybe he's hearing that already. He's heard it.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to be that guy. So he's going to come out with everything he has to win. And even if he wins even if he loses at a very high, like a high fashion, like they lost by a field goal, the Titans came in and they got the ball in under a minute. Lamar drove them down, you know, to score. They're up, and you know, their defense couldn't do it. Lamar did it. It just wasn't the defense. So it all depends. It really all depends on like how this game finishes. I think this will be a high scoring game. I think Derrick Henry still goes for over 100. I think the only way that the Ravens win this game is if they contain Derrick Henry or one of the receivers, whether it's A.J. Brown or Corey Davis. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill, they're going to do their thing. A.J. is going to be a part of this game. Man, how about the game-winning field goal for the Texans to win the division? The doink. Absolute doink off the crossbar. But to be fair, he clutched up.
Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
When he needed to kick the field goal, did it hit the goal post? Yeah. But did it go in? That's all that matters. I mean, did it go in? So
that's right.
Big shout out to Sloman making
Sloman
the division winning kick. All right. let's make some predictions here. You're going with the Titans winning this game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans. I do believe this is going to be a hard fought game. I think a team is going to be trailing by two touchdowns before the half. And that the team that is trailing is going to win.
All right. I think the Ravens win this game. And I think they win because I think the defense is a little bit, for whatever reason, it's just been on the, we haven't talked about them much since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And I think they're still a great defense. Yeah. I got the Ravens winning this game 28-17. What's your final score prediction?
For me, Titans, it's high scoring game for me. So, 30 to 14.
30 to 14. The Ravens only scoring 14? Put it on the board. All right. Hey, let's quickly talk about Patreon, Badaki. People know what Patreon is probably by now, but if they don't, what is Patreon? We're going into the off season, so this is something people should know about.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're gearing up for year two, patreon.com/fantasylandfam. If you like what we're doing, if you like how we're breaking down the playoffs, the off season, if you like what we did during the season, giving away jerseys, you know, giving advice, going live, doing whatever you have seen on the social media, that Patreon really helps us. That's you helping us and supporting us you know, take year two to the next level, giving you more information, doing more episodes throughout the year, you know, doing more giveaways. So look, patreon.com/fantasylandfam is the best way to support the show. If you really like what we're doing and you just want to see us to continue to do what we love, I mean, go to Patreon.
Yeah, it's honestly the easiest logistical way to say, hey, I love what you guys are doing. I'm supporting you. And let's gear up for 2021 fantasy football. Had so many people message us saying that they won the championships, that they were so happy, excited that they got to find us. And that was awesome. That was really cool. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the Patreon.
Bears at the Saints, Sunday, 4:40 p.m. is the second game of the day on Sunday. Look, I think this is pretty self-explanatory on both sides of the ball, okay?
I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean.
Look,
let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, before you say anything, look, I think there's two key factors or two main components of this game, maybe three. You know, can Monty run the ball, okay, on the Saints? Because the Saints, we know, give up the least amount of points to running backs. A fantasy perspective and in just in general in the NFL. Okay. So I think that's going to be a huge factor. Who is also going to, another big factor is, you know, Allen Robinson. Obviously, he's either going to be shadowed by Janoris Jenkins, and what's going to be happening there? Who's going to be the next guy? I'm pretty
Marcus
sure.
Marcus Lattimore.
Sorry, say that
right?
again.
Isn't Lattimore going to be that guy though?
Yeah, or Marshawn Lattimore. It really depends. Yeah. It really depends. Those are big factors. If he's going to be shadowed by either of those guys, he could be locked down or double teamed, which is hard for Mitch Trubisky. And if they can contain Monty, clearly that game's over, and we know the Saints is going to win. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest factors for the Saints is Michael Thomas going to be ready. If he is, I know he's on IR. Maybe he can come off of IR this week. I'm not really sure of the status of Michael Thomas and what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear more about it this week. And if he's going to be back. And then also Alvin Kamara, that was the talk of the town this week. He got COVID again. I think he was out for a week. You know, some players were out for multiple weeks. Is he going to be ready for this playoff game?
Yeah.
So, you know, Drew Brees as well, you know, is he feeling confident? Is his ribs hurting? Everything.
There's a pathway for them to have a chance, and it involves everything COVID going their way.
Right.
Kamara not being able to play, injury-wise, Michael Thomas not being able to play. But even then, I just don't see a chance here, if I'm honest with you, and if... I don't think Sean Payton needs any advice, but if he does, just go watch the film from yesterday's game and watch how the Packers defended this Bears team.
Right.
It's the perfect blueprint. David Montgomery, 22 carries, under 70 yards, 3 yards a carry, held Allen Robinson to 2 catches for 37 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't think Mitch is that guy. And I'm so sorry to every Bears fan that's probably going to see Mitchell Trubisky signing an extension in the offseason. I'm so sorry, but it's probably going to happen.
Look, you never know. There's a lot of scenarios with Mitch. If they don't like him and they want to trade him off, I can see him and Sam Darnold switching. I can see Sam Darnold getting added to this roster in some way. I could be wrong, or I can see Matthew Stafford coming into it. He can stay in the division. I can see who was the other guy we were talking about? Matthew Stafford. Carson Wentz, you know? Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks moving around in the offseason.
I think
let's just get straight to it, because I don't think we really think the Bears have a chance here. What are your final predictions here?
I think they'll score 3 touchdowns, 28-7.
Okay, well, 3 touchdowns would be 21.
21.
Just going to give you some quick maths there.
Quick math.
21.
That's funny.
So 4 touchdowns?
Yeah, 4 touchdowns and for the Saints. So 28-7.
I like it. And
maybe 10.
I think the Bears... Yeah, I was going to say I'm going 35-10, because I think the Bears will score at least 10 points, hopefully, for the sake of the Chicago Bears fans. All right, the last wild card matchup, the last one, guys, the Browns at the Steelers. Wait a second. Didn't they just play yesterday? Yes, they did. Okay.
That's
this
so
is
weird.
A really strange scenario, isn't it? Like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm hyped up for the playoffs. Who are we playing? You're playing the same guys you played yesterday, actually.
Which is frustrating. Which is so. I would hate. I'm all about. What is it? It's not a vibe, or I'm all about like timing and perspective when it comes down to fantasy, especially games, night games. You know, I believe the times that you play is also becomes a factor. I think.
Yeah.
Before we even get to it, I personally believe the Steelers are going to win this game purely because they played the Browns literally the week before. And I think that they lost. I think that they know what they need to do better. Obviously, the Browns need to come in with a whole new game plan. There's so many factors here. I think this is really easy for me.
The reason being is, did Cleveland sit anyone? No. They had their entire game plan. It was win or go home.
Mm-hmm.
So the Steelers have already seen Cleveland in a win or go home scenario. They know exactly what changes to make.
But
the Steelers were not in a win or go home
who
scenario.
Did the Steelers
Big Ben didn't play.
Sit?
TJ Watt didn't play. Big Ben didn't play. Eric Ebron didn't play. A lot of crucial pieces did not play in this game. So, yeah, I agree. I think the Steelers have a massive upper hand because they can literally look at the tapes that they just saw and say, what adjustments do we need to make? let's make them. The Browns don't have that luxury, unfortunately.
Right.
So, but a big shout out to the Browns because this is the first time they made the playoffs since 2002.
Wow.
2002, Badaki. How old were you in 2002?
2002? Sheesh. I don't know, bro. I was in third, going into fourth grade in 2002. So how old are you in fourth grade?
I don't know. But I
don't remember. How old are you in fourth grade?
Well, I was 6 years old at that time, by the way. The movie Ice Age was just released in 2002. Think about how old that movie is. Anyway, it's a big accomplishment for the Browns to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's necessarily I think this game is very much a toss-up. But I do think we both agree that the Steelers have the upper hand here. Yeah. And that's why we're going to take them. I think for the Steelers, the question is, can this team regain its defensive status after the injuries? Can it regain that early season form that it had? Are they legit? Are they pretenders? Or are they contenders? I think for the Browns, their identity all year has been the run game.
Yeah.
Will Chubb and Hunt be able to still carry them when everyone knows what their identity is? And I think at the end of the day, the Steelers do have an upper hand. I'm taking the Steelers in this game, and I think they win 31 to 24. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's even higher for me. 32-28, 42-35, around there. I'm taking the Steelers still.
The last thing I will say is if the Browns do have a chance to win this game, it will be because this Steelers offense is very one-dimensional at the moment. Mm-hmm. They've kind of lost their run game identity completely. So can they get the run game going? If not, can Big Ben still carry them like he has this year? I think that is the only way the Browns have a chance to win this game.
I think the Browns have a chance to win this game if Baker Mayfield stays hot, stays consistent, doesn't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
Max two mistakes he can make into this game, whether it's a forced fumble, whether it's an interception. I think the defense is good enough to stop Big Ben. A lot of factors come into it, but I think the Browns do have a chance if Baker Mayfield protects the ball and doesn't turn it over. Other than that, I see if he's a classic Baker Mayfield, then Steelers, clearly.
Here's a scenario. The Browns have just won the game, and Big Ben and Baker Mayfield meet at the middle of the field, and Baker Mayfield says to Big Ben,
"You're not my dad!"
and starts to submit his legacy as a Browns quarterback. Man, to be honest, if Baker can win this game, I think it says a lot, because it is really hard to win in Cleveland. It is so hard to turn a franchise around like that. So, a lot to talk about, Badaki, isn't it?
A lot, too much. We can talk about it for longer. But, you know, we got to be open to discussions for other things.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not miss our next episode, guys. We're going to be talking about 2020, a little bit about what happened with each quarterback, running back, wide receiver on the next show. What are we giving people, Badaki?
We're just giving you the top 12 quarterbacks of 2020. We're just kind of going to break it down, kind of going to talk you through it. You know, fantasy perspective. Obviously, this is a fantasy show, so we're going to talk about fantasy perspective. We're going to talk a little bit about 2021. You know, maybe who would we be picking over, or who do we think is going to surpass, what team they're going to go to, whatever the case may be.
That's right.
We're just excited for 2021. Obviously, we're going to evaluate 2020 season, but 2021 we're also looking forward to.
Absolutely. Quarterback bust and breakouts of the year. Do not miss the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting. Anything you want to say quickly to finish the show, Badaki?
Say, can't wait for you to come back next year. I can't wait for everyone to be back in full swing. If you do hear this, please send a message. Maybe follow the Fantasyland Instagram, YouTube page, whatever the case may be. We really love you. I know Zach does, even though he's the Washington football team. Love you, Say.
All right, guys. All love. And hey, I'm ready and excited for a good playoffs and a great offseason. We'll see you on the next show. See you there.
See you then.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. Because you deserve it.